Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Alita Carroll is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, and joins us from home today because everybody's at home these days. Hi, Alita.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you back. And how is quarantine going for you?
Ah, wow, it's a mixed bag. some days I feel great and elated, and I think, like, yes, we can weather this. It's going to be back to normal. And you know, about every like 45 days, I'm just like, this is just really taking a long time. So like, I don't know right. what to prepare for. 2 years or, you know, how's
no,
it
exactly.
over there?
I would say just about the same, you know, ups and downs. And I think the more you start to think that it's going to go on for a while, the more you can maybe come right. to terms with it. And then, you know, if it ends quickly, it'll be great. But in the meantime, let's at least get to some of the music you've brought us, because maybe it'll cheer people up if they're in one of those down moments because of COVID-19. This first song is by Mariem. This is her take on the Sam Cooke classic, A Change Is Gonna Come.
A change!
What a beautiful voice and what a powerful rendition of this song by Mariem. And by the way, the Sam Cooke original was from 1964. He wrote it after being turned away from a whites-only motel in Louisiana.
Yeah, there's so much history. And, you know, history does have a tendency to repeat itself. So here we are, 56 years later, and the song is just as relevant. And if you ever wondered what the song would sound like by someone who has a 7-octave voice range, then you know Mariem is your gal. So she has a fan for life.
Wow. And what else should we know about her, about Mariem?
Well, I know a little bit about her. She's actually Senegalese. So she grew up in Senegal until she was 7 and then moved to America. I think once she heard Billie Holiday, that's when she decided that music was you know, her path in life. She was studying journalism and communication at the time. But then I guess Billie Holiday changed all that for her, and thank God she did hear her, because now we have the wonderful Mariem with her beautiful 7-octave range to sing songs, timeless songs for us.
Next one we have is a Venezuelan-American songwriter, Devandra Bonhart. This is called It's Not Always Funny.
The touch of your eyes putting on my shoes seems unaware. Shaves my wife's wig off, oh, oh. Without a care, then plays with my hotel. Oh well, over and over, it's gonna be a drag. Something's in the air. Not a word between us, oh. Are you still there? It's last call in hell. Won't you stay for us?
Valita, you always bring such great picks. Tell us about this one.
Oh, I've been a fan of Devandra's for years now. And I just love that vintage, like, lo-fi throwback vibe. Like, I just want to couple dance to this, even though I cannot couple dance to save my life. But I can just imagine myself thrilling on this imaginary dance floor somewhere. And it's just, even though the song is, you know, it sounds pretty innocent with its like 50s vintage vibe, it's really kind of a critique or analysis of overconsumption and how because of COVID, I guess, and we're all forced to wear masks, we keep staring into each other's eyes now more than ever. So we're just kind of devouring each other because we have this overconsumption society. Now we seem to be like over devouring each other with our gazes, even like his lyrics. You know, the touch of your eyes putting on my shoes seems unaware, mm-hmm. shaves my wife's wig off. Like, it's like you're literally staring at my soul. You're doing things with your eyes that I don't want you to. And it's just, it's really, it's last call in hell. Won't you stay for a spell? Like, it's just the perfect combination for someone like me who enjoys a little bit of dark humor, but, you know, served sparingly in a shimmering plate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the next one that you brought us is by the Montreal-based duo Chromeo with a special quarantine song called Stay in Bed and Do Nothing. Stay in bed and do what you wanna do. In other words, nothing. Don't do nothing. Everybody's out there flexing like they're DJs or a chef. If you're spending all day in your sweatpants, you ain't gotta look fine when you're underneath the covers. You got Wi-Fi, then you're covered. So it's okay to stay in bed, I guess, then, says Chromeo.
Unless you're an essential worker. Like, don't try to play like you're busy, like you have things to do. It's so brilliant because, actually, this is kind of like a poke at DJs and wannabe chefs. And I kind of took it a little personally because lately I've been posting my own like little instructional meal videos. And I kind of like, oh, maybe I should start a chef channel. And I'm mm-hmm. just like, no, what are you doing? You're not a chef.
We have time for one more, Valita. This is the British artist Leanne Lajavas with Weird Fishes. Later. Beautiful husky voice there, and this is a Radiohead cover.
Right, gosh, isn't it like she has the most like beautiful, like velvety, textured voice you've ever heard? And the fact that she takes a classic like this, one of their best songs, and just turns it around, and you know, kind of makes it even better in my I know you're not supposed to say that, and I'm sure I'm going to have an army of Radiohead fans coming after me, but really what she does with this song is unbelievable. It's almost like an entire lifetime condensed in one song. Like, if you follow the rhythm section and how it starts fast and then it like slows down, and then there's like all these mid-song a cappellas and with chorus effects, and then the explosive finale with this like crazy breakbeat, and then the haunting a cappella ending. It's just like, yeah, this is someone's life right there. I mean, we know the song is about unrequited love and just trying to get out before you drown, but just the way she does it, it's just, I think it's one of the best cover songs, period, mm-hmm. not just Radiohead. And she premiered this actually live 6 years ago at Glastonbury. And it took her, I guess, 6-7 years to actually record it in studio, and it's coming out on her next album that's dropping. So look out for that.
That is Valita Carroll, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Valita, great picks as always, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me, and please stay safe out there.
You too. And if listeners want to hear more, they can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.